Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another break for our case that's pending before the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, as you know, New York Governor Kathy Hochul kind of thinks she's above the law. She wants people to worship her. She's actually said that one time.
People think that that's a hyperbole.
No, she actually said
it.
But
she actually did say that.
At a church.
We've seen that on videotape at a church.
It's horrific.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. So she has been forcing, you know, during COVID, she used it as an opportunity to get her control claws into people, so to speak, forcing Christians to either take the COVID jab or you lose your job. And one of these instances was New York healthcare workers. And so now we're representing them in this case that we've asked the high court to take.
Yeah, so what New York did, just like Maine, and we represent people in Maine as well, is they issued a mandate to employers, healthcare employers, to get 100% of their employees with the COVID shot, 100%. And they would only allow very limited medical exemptions, but no religious exemptions. So any employee that came to an employer that had a sincere religious objection and should have been considered for an accommodation under Title VII, the federal law that governs employment, they had to reject them.
So you could just follow the money here. They don't care about people or their religious beliefs. They want the money from the COVID shots.
Yeah, and if they didn't reject those religious request, then the employer would be fined $1,000 per day per employee. So if they had 50 employees, they'd be fined $50,000. 100 employees, $100,000 a day. Every day that they didn't get 100% vax and every day that they allowed a religious accommodation. But even worse than that, they would lose their license to operate. So they would get their business license revoked. Then the state would come in and shut them down. And in fact, one of our clients actually was operating a nursing facility for adults for 50 years. And it was a Christian facility. The staff were Christian. The people selected this particular facility because of its Christian environment. They were like a family. That employer refused to force its employees to violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. And therefore, it was not able to weather that storm, and it was forced to close after 5 decades of service. That means they had to actually find places for these elderly individuals who were living in the midst of their friends and a very supportive Christian environment in the middle of COVID and have to be shuffled into some other place because this place had to close down. It was unbelievable. So we have asked the United States Supreme Court to take this case up, because it's a clear conflict between state law and federal law. And federal law here grants the right of employees for religious accommodation. The state says you can't do that, otherwise you'll be terminated or you'll be eliminated in your business practice. So that case is pending. The Supreme Court has conferenced it 7 times. They've met 7 times to conference this particular case.
That's like biblical numbers. That could be a good sign, huh?
It could be. I just don't know what they're continuing to speak about, but they're making a decision whether to take the case. On the 7th time, though, speaking of biblical, they actually sent it out to the U.S. Solicitor General, asking for the Solicitor General to write a brief stating the position of the United States regarding our case.
If and that's a bit unusual, isn't it, for that
to happen? It is. There are some cases right now, in addition to ours, that they've asked the Solicitor General to respond to. It's typically when there is a significant federal issue and they want the Solicitor General to be aware of it. Is that something that the Solicitor General wants to opine on and then request that the Supreme Court take the case? So if the Solicitor General comes back with a positive brief asking the court to take the case, they're going to take the case. And that case will be before the Supreme Court in 2026. So continue to pray for the case. In the meantime, while that's happening, while the Solicitor General is responding, pray for the response. But in the meantime, the Supreme Court had a unique situation that was really significant. In the case of Miller versus McDonald, the same state of New York refused to grant religious shot exemptions to the Amish community, in which Amish children were educated in their own private Amish school, on the Amish school's own private land, taught solely by Amish teachers. So these are Amish kids in Amish schools.
These schools were being financially sanctioned because they wouldn't make the children take the COVID shot, which Amish do not believe in vaccines.
No, and they're not Amish kids in the public school. They're Amish kids in Amish schools taught by Amish teachers on Amish land.
Right. They're not integrating with other people. No. They're all Amish.
They go to the Amish school. They go home to the Amish home.
Makes no sense.
That's what they do. They're not going into the public schools.
But again, she wants control and she wants the money from the COVID shot. So that's why she was pushing this.
So they filed suit. This lower courts ruled against the Amish. The Supreme Court, however, granted the petition, vacated the judgment, meaning set aside the judgment, set aside the lower court ruling, and then remanded, directing the lower courts to reconsider their decision based upon Mahmoud versus Taylor. Now, what's Mahmoud versus Taylor? Well, that's a case that came down earlier this year, a big win. That's a case where parents, religious parents, objected to Montgomery County School District's indoctrination with the LGBTQ curriculum.
Yeah, it was a parental rights case.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court ruled with the parents saying that they have a parental religious freedom right to opt their children out of the forced LGBTQ indoctrination in the public school.
Who'd have thought we'd be fighting this stuff? Oh, you have to force your children to be indoctrinated with this absurd LGBTQ stuff.
So the interesting thing is that Mahmoud, according to the Supreme Court with this recent development, is not going to be just limited to parents and their children in public schools regarding LGBTQ curriculum. I think what they're doing is sending a bigger message. Parents have a right as parents, especially under the Free Exercise Clause, to direct the education of their children and make decisions.
Yeah.
And therefore, this government mandate to get them vaxxed, that's going to collide with it. Mm-hmm. So that is a good development. And I think that's also a good development in one of our other cases. We have a case, Bickford versus Bredeen, that's out of the state of Maine. It's a custody issue regarding the state judge that said that Emily Bickford, a fit parent who has her daughter, Ava, 12 years old, soon to be 13, that she cannot take her to Calvary Chapel Church, and she can't take her, frankly, to any other church or any religious event, because the judge gave the father, who also has shared custody, absolute veto power over any religious instruction, including reading the Bible. And he's somebody who obviously has no interest in God and is very hostile to faith, Christian faith. And so she hasn't been able to take her daughter to any church for over a year. No Christmas celebration, not this month, not in December of 2024 when this order came down. So we argued that case at the Maine Supreme Court. I argued it several weeks ago. We're waiting for a decision. But if parents have the right to opt their kids out of public school indoctrination, if they have the right to opt their kids out of forced vaccination, they obviously have a right. They obviously have a right to direct the religious education of their children and take their child to church. That is clear. And in fact, the Supreme Court some years ago in the Everson case said that the government cannot force anyone to stay away from church. That's a case that we cited during the COVID lockdowns when they tried to force people to close down the churches as well.
You know, I can see if the dad is angry or something, had some bad religious experience, whatever, but to project that upon his daughter and to say, you cannot have any Christian relationships, you can't go to church, you can't hear sermons, you know, that's so wrong.
It's so wrong. And I think, you know, in the long run, it won't bode well for him.
No.
But, you know, it's so wrong. If he doesn't want to take her to church when she is there visiting, well, that's his decision. But he can't and should not be able to, and I think we'll clearly get it reversed at some point, sooner the better, completely eliminate her from any kind of Bible reading, any religious event, or any church, which is what has happened for over a year. Pray for the case, Emily Bickford and Ava. We also have other cases pending before the Supreme Court. Childs, a case regarding counseling, we filed a brief on. We'll have a decision on that sometime in 2026. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.